We're going to speak to our next guest, in whose tribute our record was played, who let the dogs out.
It's not Wheels at all now.
Yeah, no, we swapped Wheels for Paws, yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Monk Show for the very first time the absolutely delightful Lucy Clements. And Lucy is from that dog place.
I love that name.
Now, that's the name of her business. So it's not just me being rude.
Brilliant.
You're from where? Not that dog place. Okay, sorry, yeah.
Nice and easy to remember, though.
It is really, yeah, and I can see why you picked it. Lucy, welcome to the Business Monk Show.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your place with the dogs, that dog place?
Yeah, well, I work with my business partner is an animal behaviourist.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
We run a daycare and training facility.
Right.
Where basically, Freya Louise, who's our animal behaviourist, she's very, very dedicated to positive training with all dogs, although she works with all animals outside of our business. Obviously, with us, it's just about the dogs.
Okay.
And
I'm just fascinated by this. It might not, you might not know even because it's not your field, but I mean, as a dog psych, or as an animal psychologist, don't animals from different groups, you know, so like horses or donkeys and dogs and cats, do they not have different psychology, or is there certain things that, you know?
I love the way that you came in and said, don't ask me anything about dog psychology or whatever the technical term is, because that's not me, that's my business partner.
Yeah, no.
Your first question.
Oh, no, but but she's seen her in action, she knows. So I just, you know, presumably when she's working and you're watching her, presumably there are certain attributes that you can kind of cross.
It's lots of body language.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's things that she can see that I don't even notice. That she'll be like, no, it was really obvious. Yeah. And I have to watch it back. And I'm just like, when? And then she'll point things out. And yeah, I'd imagine very different with different animals.
Yeah, yeah. The reason I ask is I just needed some work done on Joe, and I just thought we might be able to get there. Basically.
You mean Joe, your dog, presumably.
Yeah. Sort her out, yeah. Fetch.
Well, they have horse whisperers and things like that, don't they?
Exactly. That was my next theme.
But she doesn't know about that either.
I know. I'm trying to think of things that Lucy doesn't know about.
Do you know anything about bees?
Bees.
Or lemon trees.
Or planting birds. No, anyway, enough of that. All nonsense. Behave, everyone. Let's get back onto track. So, Lucy, tell us about your side of the business. So you work with an animal behaviourist, and what's your angle on this?
I do. Well, basically, I have a background in paperwork.
Right,
so,
okay.
So I came on board because obviously Freya spends, well, pretty much 100% of her time outside or involved with
eyeballing animals.
And so sitting at a desk isn't really something she has time for, although she's very capable and she ran quite a lot of her business before I came around.
Right.
But when we met, she said, well, looking for someone to give me a hand with the other side of things. So
okay.
I've got time.
So you're looking after the business business side of things and growing the business and administering the business and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Where are you based, first of all?
We're in Pennypot Industrial Estate in Hythe.
In Hythe, so fairly local to where the studio is.
We are, yes.
Okay. And the dogs that you deal with, are they local? Do they come from far and wide? How does it work?
Between Dover and Lydd.
Right.
So we pretty much accommodate depending on
on
where people are coming from, because we have a collection service as well for people that aren't around when our opening hours are from half eight till six.
So. What struck me when I was checking out your website in advance of today, because I did do a bit of preparation. Not like
preparation?
Me at all. Not like
hold
me at
on.
All.
What's going on here?
I was obviously a bit bored. Was how it's really positioned like childcare. As in, you know, it is about the behaviour, it's about the different types of animals, you know, if you've got puppies or if you've got older dogs or if you've got, like, really over-enthusiastic dogs, and how they're sort of educated and kept busy during the day and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, what a great concept. And as I said to you already, I've already recommended you to the dog owner of the dog, because we borrow a dog. So I said, oh, you must go and check them
out. She's a dog rustler, really.
Yeah, well, all of that was Freya's idea. Obviously, as you say, quite similar to nursery.
Yeah.
So we have different house groups, and it works amazingly well, because for people like me who don't have a background in animals at all. Obviously, where I'm on staff, and I'm probably the least experienced animal person, even though I love them.
Do you actually have a dog?
I don't.
At home?
I don't own a dog.
She don't like dogs.
No, but that'd be like busman's holiday. Imagine spending all day with everyone else's dog and then going home and doing more walking.
But actually, you've got the best of both worlds, though, haven't you? Because it's a bit like being a grandparent, isn't it? You can look after the little ones, and then when it's when you're bored, you just give them back.
Why do you think we borrow a dog? We only have to take it for a walk once or twice a week.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Lucy, give us a run through of the kind of things that you do as a business and the kind of tasks that you undertake and the kind of what's the main thrust of the business? What's it doing? Is it I almost said potty training?
Should I jump in here? People who, like with the nursery, would bring the dogs sort of all week, every week, or like Mondays and Wednesdays every week? Or do you do, and do you do sort of ad hoc stuff too?
We do all. We have sort of hourly sessions, half day sessions, full day sessions. We have people that just pop in every now and again, a few times a month, or people that come in every single day.
So that is why she needs you, because it sounds a bit complicated.
It's getting busier and busier. So it's starting to be, but we have got other people that help us. We have ad hoc dog walkers, so when we're particularly busy.
Oh, see, there's a job for me as well.
They come in and obviously can do various hours depending on how much we need them, so that we're always appropriately staffed.
So if I got this right, you got some dogs that just come in and kind of lay on a couch, and your business partner sits next to them and says, tell me about your childhood and all that rest, that kind of stuff. So you have that kind of behavioural stuff.
Sally's tweeted a picture of a dog. It says, "I'm listening." So yes, whatever. Camellia genix, whatever you're
That's Chris
for.
Hyde. Yeah. He's the man with the lemon tree.
So tell them it sounds really lovely there, and your dog, I'm sure, would love to go and spend some time there.
We do have a small dog room as well as two dedicated
large
dog rooms.
You have a small dog room?
Yes, we do.
What happens in a small dog room?
They lie on couches.
I think it's just because some of our larger dogs are very large, obviously...
You don't want them sat on or
the
anything.
The possibility of, just when they're having fun and playing and running around,
So let's kind of deconstruct some of this. So presumably the type of services you're offering is almost like a dog sitting service, if you like.
Although it is partly, because Freya is obviously highly educated in what she does, it's based around training.
Right.
And so...
So that's kind of what I was getting at. And presumably you've got two kind of things that happen in there. You've got conventional just training, teaching a dog how to behave.
Teaching a dog new tricks. Is that what you're about to say?
I was coming on to that. Don't see, she's trying to ruin my jokes before I've even got them out as well. That was the second bit.
Simon does that to me all the time, and it really annoys me.
I was building up to that, Joe. I was building up to so that, and then you go, and then I was going to, and you teach old dogs new tricks, and no, you've ruined it. Ha. I'm not going to invite her back. She's ruining it.
Oh,
anyway.
Sorry,
So basically you're doing presumably standard type of dog training, teaching a dog to sit and come and walk and walk on a lead and all that kind of stuff.
It totally depends on the customer.
Yeah.
Obviously, because some of the dogs, because Freya doesn't turn any dog away.
Yeah.
So some of the dogs have more anxiety or more issues than just being able to kind of come into a group environment where it's free play, supervised free play. So she'll assess them, see how they're doing beforehand. We have a sensory garden that's really good for anxious dogs that's actually kind of fenced in so they can be separate and meet in a really calm environment outside.
Okay.
And so they can gradually be positioned in either the house group or in the particular dog room and with particular dogs that will make their stay with us as pleasant as possible.
Absolutely.
And that's based on obviously Freya's knowledge and being able to read the dogs.
Okay. So at that point, give us a shout for the website so that people can find out more about the dog part of your business, and then we're going to move on to something slightly different. But
lovely. Yeah, we're on www.thatdogplaceltd.com.
Fantastic. Thatdogplaceltd.com.
They're all doing this LTD bit today, aren't they?
Yeah. They're just showing off. Which means they're a limited company, which leads me nicely into the next bit of what we're going to talk about here, because what I want to kind of move on to here is your history as a business and how you've kind of got involved with this lot from Rift.
Yes.
We'll kind of explore it from there. So give us a bit of background to the business when you came in as kind of, you know, head honcho for administration and supporting and running the business. What did you find and how have you moved forward from that in terms of you know, developing the business?
Well, although I've worked for myself for 7 or 8 years and always done my own tax returns and all the basics, and I know how to physically manage an office and run a business. Obviously I had to Google quite a lot to discover how to set up and start a limited company, which is what we decided to do. And then I got to the end of the tax year and realized there was a few things that I still needed a little bit of knowledge on that I wasn't aware of. And so I had a very nice person at Shetway District Council give me a really highly recommended company, and so I got in touch, and they've been helping me since.
Fantastic. So let's let's talk to Nettie now, Annette Bunn, from They.
They.
So you're here instead.
Yeah. They couldn't get anybody useful, so Nettie came along.
See what I could do.
You don't want to put that in that column. Oh, no. Annette is from the lovely folks at Rift Accounting. And it's interesting because Rift are quite a large organisation. And quite often smaller, and we're now being rude, micro businesses and smaller businesses, and, you know, those that are just sitting out on their path, don't always think about accountants. And if they do, they don't always think about an accountancy like yours that is a reasonably sized company. But you handle a lot of businesses of the same size and smaller to some extent, and even self-employed people.
Yeah. And I think it's really important. It's about what that client needs. I mean, Lucy and Freya have done a great job setting that business up. They've got it, you know, to the first year. Their bookkeeping and their record keeping is really good.
Right.
But it's like everything. You surround yourself with the right people in the end, and their focus needs to be on running that business on a day-to-day basis and growing it.
Absolutely.
Where we come in is we can look at how you can do things differently, how we can help you find some, not wrong cuts, but some shortcuts within what you need to do, how you keep your records. You're now using this scary thing called cloud accounting. And all this type of thing that helps you to run a business, understand a business, get behind your figures. To some people, it can feel quite onerous, but actually when you start doing it and understanding what you've got going on so much better, you find yourself in a different position. Simple as that.
I have to agree with you, sadly. I don't like agreeing
with
Nettie.
We never thought that would happen.
No, I don't like agreeing with Nettie. I should make the case that in fact Rift are our accountants as well.
We'll take anyone.
Yeah, they really don't care. But you're absolutely right, and I'm one of those people that when I started out in business, you know, numbers, figures, all that, didn't want to know. I'm not interested in any of that. I want to do what I do. Yeah, not. I don't want to add up columns of figures and all the rest of it. But I quickly learned in business that without a good feel for your basic numbers, you really are in trouble as a business, no matter what you do. And then working with some people like Rift makes it so much easier. And you made reference to cloud accounting, which has also moved the game on a little bit. Nowadays, I'm quite a wonk at reading my management accounts. And I every month, I have a P&L and a balance sheet. And I religiously look at those. And to understand how not me that is, you'll never know. It is not the kind of thing that I grew up wanting to do. But I now religiously do it because I know that information gives me everything I need to know about where my business is going and how to manage it for the next month. And where we are, and I can quickly spot problems coming along, issues and opportunities by being on top of those numbers.
And you start to track the trends, you start to see all the other things that matter. And also, you know, Lucy and Fran might decide to, I don't know, franchise this business in years to come, or do something different. And not just them, there could be all sorts of people that want to do different things with it. They'll inevitably need to borrow money, put together a plan, need to do this, that and the other. There's none of this waiting for 2 or 3 months for your accountant to come up with some paperwork that's already historic.
Yeah.
If your cloud accounting is up to date, those figures can be pulled out.
Yeah.
But, like anything, it's as good as the information you put into it.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
No more, no less.
Yep. So you need to work with someone good.
You do.
And one of the things about Rift is that you've kind of broken the mould a little bit in terms of accounting.
Yeah.
In the way that you provide accounting services. Mm-hmm. Because most accountants do work for you and then send you a bill at the end.
Yep.
At the end of the year. And that's not how you work, is it?
No. We're one of the biggest problems with small
businesses.
They don't
send a bill at all, no.
No, it's free.
No,
bargain.
<that's> right.
One of the biggest problems, particularly in those first 3 years, is all about cash flow.
Yeah.
And knowing what you're spending. So by having packages which are transparent to clients, and you know, paying for your services on a monthly basis by direct debit, we're also a business, so it helps us to know the trends and what's going on and what income we've got coming in. But also it means that all of those businesses will know what they're paying out each month for their accountancy. They'll know if they need one-off work done. You know, they find themselves getting behind, they've got a big pile of bookkeeping that needs doing or something like that. Then we can come up with arrangements, information, different ways of doing it. But there may be the occasional one-off bill to get someone up straight, that type of thing, particularly when they switch accountants. And we have a lot of people switching accountants to us. And they're all very welcome, as are any more that would like to do so. But it is that whole thing about understanding it, looking at your cash flow. Because once you've got all those figures starting to go into that cloud package, very easy to work out what your corporation tax bill might be, what your VAT bills are going to be. It answers all those questions for you, and it stops all these surprises at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Helping you budget for it as well.
Absolutely.
So important to stop that failure rate in the first 3 to 5 years, because people put their life stolen, you know, all their money into it, and it's all gone.
Absolutely. And I'm not schmoozing Rift. I am telling you, though, as an entrepreneur and as a businessman and as an angel investor, that if you don't manage or work with someone that can help you manage that, you really are on a hiding to nothing. You really aren't going to surprise. Especially in this day and age, because the blooming politicians change the rules every 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
They add things all the time. They change things. They make decisions based on stupidity and make us jump through hoops to do stuff. And if you don't keep up with that, you can get into some big trouble and difficulty.
And I think one of the key things as well is there are some, you know, in any industry, there's always people who don't like what you tell them. And that's life. I'm afraid tax. It's one of these, isn't it? Death and taxes are the two things you can be assured of in life. But when I see somebody with a regular history of maybe changing accountants, a high turnover of staff, anything like that, the alarm bells start to ring with me, because it means generally they're not listening to the advice.
Absolutely.
You know, we surround ourselves with good people, whether that's your accountant, your solicitor, your bank, your staff, whatever. If you've got a high turnover, or you're switching every year, or you haven't got people working for you regularly, you've got to start at number one where you're looking.
I totally agree. Nettie, we could talk about this for ages.
Oh, we probably will.
Yeah, sorry we've run out of time. Lovely to meet you, Lucy. That dog place. Once again, that dogplaceltd.com or riftaccounting.co.uk are the two websites. Both of them are linked on the Kent British Radio website, so you can find out more about both organisations should you want your dog trained. And if you want your dog trained in VAT returns,
that would be novel.
Yeah, it would be novel and probably doable somewhere down the line. Or maybe I've got that wrong. Accounting services are Rift. Dog services are that dog place. Lucy and Nettie, thank you so much for joining us.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
That's an absolute pleasure to meet you both. We're fast running.